to a Bow Valley Christian Church podcast. We're about helping people find and follow Jesus. In this episode, you are listening to Cal Hultgren share his message titled, When Love Walked Among Us, A Compassionate Touch, from the series titled, These Three Remain. This message was broadcast live July 30th, 2023.
I was talking to a guy named Luke. He'd been writing about Jesus, collecting stories about Jesus. Luke had already talked to a guy named John Mark, who has done the same thing, that is collecting stories and writing about Jesus. But Luke wanted to hear from me too. And after I told Luke my story, he said that you should hear it also. I don't speak too well. I'm a little timid. That's where she gets it. My daughter, that is. I'm good with my hands. I'm a stonemason. I'm strong with a chisel. I can carve out of rock a sarcophagus with my hands. But I'm not strong in other things. Where do I start? It starts with my daughter. Do you have a daughter? I know that you would do anything for your daughter. My daughter, her name is Hadar, Splendor. But I have given her a nickname, Akhbar, which means mouse. Not because mice are unclean, they are, but she is as quiet as a mouse. Quiet as a synagogue mouse, I'd often say in reference to her. She is beautiful, and she's our only child, and so she is very special to us, to me now. My wife died when she was young. A wagon fell on her. And I was strong enough to lift up that wagon, but I was not strong enough to stop the bleeding that started inside. My wife, she had such a beautiful voice. I loved to listen to her sing. My daughter would sing too. But not on that day. That was the day she stopped singing, when her mom died. But it was also the day when her bleeding started. The bleeding in my daughter, that is. At first we thought it was normal, kind of a monthly sort of thing, but it didn't stop. It continued on and on. It went on for months, and then years. I felt so powerless. I am so strong in so many things, but there was nothing I could do. I don't know how it felt on the inside, but I can see how it felt on the outside. Akhbar tried to stay strong, but a dad knows. A dad sees things. She was in pain. Sometimes she would stand up and she would get dizzy right away. Sometimes she didn't even want to eat. She was suffering. I wanted to fix all that. I wanted to fix her. But I couldn't. I am a strong man, but I am not strong enough. After a few months, I really started to worry. Hadar was so calm about it. But because blood was involved, the community deemed her unclean. It made things challenging for us around the house. Extended family and friends would offer suggestions at first, but then later on insisted that she join that special district over there in the other part of town, that place where the unclean could live in isolation. They said to us that there are good doctors there, that they would be able to help her. But I refused. How could a father send out his daughter, send her away? But they kept up the pressure, our neighbors, our family. Some of them even hinted that this was God's will. This was God's doing, that somehow it was his punishment. But they never really said for what. Over time, they became more aggressive, more insistent. They left notes. They made comments under their breath. Eventually, they would start to show up and even hit her. So I would chase them away, being the strong dad that I am. But at times they would use words. And no matter how strong I am, those words would slip past my fingers and my fists. And they hit their mark. Then one day, my daughter said to me, "Dad, it is time. The bleeding hasn't stopped. It's time for me to go to that district. It's okay, Daddy. They have good doctors there." I am so strong in so many things as a dad, but I'm not strong in all things. Not strong enough to keep her home. I don't know what they did, those doctors in that special district, but it seemed to never work. And I don't have a lot of money, but I would do anything and spend anything that I could if it would mean that she would find some healing, that she would sing again, that she would come home and find some peace in her heart. So I would visit every day. I would bring some food. I would bring whatever I could, that whatever she needed. If she needed a blanket, I'd bring a blanket. I brought her a cloak. I wanted to hear her sing or even just laugh again. But she got quieter and quieter. Years passed and my little mouse became very quiet. And then one day, I heard this story about this teacher slash healer that had been going through the countryside and visiting the towns, and people were being healed, people were being transformed, they were being fixed. And I thought, maybe if my little mouse could come and meet with the healer. And so I put together a plan, I hatched a plan, because it seemed like he had more authority than any rabbi or any miracle worker that I'd ever heard of. And so my plan would be that we'd be as sneaky as mice, that we would sneak through the crowd and we would come up to the healer and ask him to come and heal my daughter. But we had to be sneaky, because if anyone saw us that knew us, certainly they would chase us away. So then we came to the town where we had heard Jesus talked about last. But we found out we had just missed him. He had got into a boat on the Sea of Galilee and went to the other side, the Gentile side. So I didn't know what else to do, so I decided to wait in the shadows. I found a gray cloak for my daughter so that she could hide and not be seen. But it was not about to give up. And then after a while, Akbar said that she heard that Jesus was coming back, and so we moved quickly. My plan was to go to him at this point and I would get through the crowds and I would beseech him and say, teacher, healer, rabbi, come with me to my daughter. She needs your healing hand. And so that's what I did. I made my way quickly and I forced my way through the crowd. And as I was getting through the crowd, one person was beside me and he said, what are you here for? And so I shared with this stranger my story about my daughter and her healing and the need for her healing and because of the bleeding. And he said, oh, well, Jairus, a prominent person in the synagogue, is planning to beseech the teacher also because his daughter is dying. Is your daughter dying? What do you say to that? Like, I'm a father too, and I have a daughter, and no, my daughter may not be dying, or at least not yet, but she needs help. And I'm just a lowly stone carver, but and not a prominent person in the synagogue. But any dad would do whatever he could to help his daughter. So I pushed forward, but then I saw I was too late because Jairus was already beseeching this Jesus and pointing to the direction of his house, which is in the opposite direction of where Akbar was hiding in the shadows. I was strong enough to get through that crowd, but I was not strong enough to be there fast enough. Dismayed, I walked back to my daughter. Is he coming? She asked. No. No, the healer is going to Jairus, chief elder in the synagogue, to his house and to his daughter. I started crying because I failed my daughter. I am so strong in so many things, but I'm not strong in this thing. When I stopped my pity party of being focused on my own pain, I realized that Akbar wasn't there anymore. And I looked over and I saw her sneaking away towards where I had come, probably thinking that she was going to talk to Jesus. And I didn't want her to be heartbroken and dismayed and chased away again. So I ran after her and I tried to get to her through the crowd, but the crowd was thicker this time. But that sneaky little mouse made her way in. And she got close enough to Jesus and I could see her hand as she was reaching out just to touch the edge of Jesus's cloak. Now there was a big crowd and lots of people were reaching out, but she reached out and touched. And then all of a sudden, the rabbi stopped. He noticed something. And he turned around and he said, who touched me? Now, one of his bodyguards, I think his name was Cephas, spoke up and said, Master, how do you know who touched you? Everyone is trying to touch you. No. Someone touched me. I felt the power go out of me. Someone was healed. And then my little mouse she found courage and she didn't want to hide anymore. And filled with awe, even though she was filled with fear, she felt with awe, she got down to her knees and she reached out and said, it was me. I touched you. She was trembling. I held my breath. There was a bit of a gasp in the audience because some of them had known her and thought, how dare her who is unclean touch the rabbi, the Holy One? And I was afraid that finally this healer would realize the situation and he would cast her away. But he didn't. He got down to her level, looked at her in her eyes, and reached out and touched her and said, my daughter, your faith in me has made you well. Go in peace. Twelve years of suffering. And he healed her with a touch. I can't believe it. It was like love walking among us. This holy man touched her, saw her not as unclean, but he called her daughter, his daughter. For what I was unable to do as a parent, he did by his power and his might. I don't call him rabbi anymore, or teacher, or healer. I call him Lord. I call him Messiah. He is my Yeshua because he has saved her and he has saved me. She experienced 12 years of suffering without family and friends in a broken community, year after year feeling pain. And now that is all gone. Her faith was much more than mine. Now, she keeps telling people her story. I don't want her to be discouraged or disappointed, but there's no way to quiet her. She is no quiet mouse anymore. She is splendor, radiant, beautiful. And she keeps telling everyone her story of how this Jesus healed her and saw her. Maybe you have some sons and daughters that you want to see Jesus, this Jesus that we experienced. Maybe you need to see this Jesus, to see this Messiah. My Messiah, and I would say your Messiah. If you find the opportunity, I encourage you to seek him out. You just spend time with him. People say that he doesn't always do what everyone expects him or tells him that he should do. But he has a way of finding out to do exactly what he needs to do for people. And I think he can be that for you too. He can do some really powerful things. Now you must excuse me. I've noticed a few guys that have been hanging around my daughter, giving a little bit of extra attention. At least I'm strong enough, I can scare them away.